We all see these westerns on television, and I thought I'd give you a little capsule report without bugging you too much on all westerns. They have John Payne, and they have Palatin, and so many on down the line. I've seen so many, I don't know who they are anymore. They're all good-looking. I know that. And they all get the girls, and they don't have any round sidekicks anymore, you know.
Come on, Gene. How about some more double men?
And then Gene reads it off.
Yes, boys and girls, try it. It is wonderful for you.
You know. But at any rate, the little scene is the West. They've come to a little place for the evening where there's river, you know, a river and a little water. And a guy tests the water.
The buffalo! A little far up ahead there.
And so they have the little Conestoga wagons all around there in a circle, and they have things marked on them that the adults put on, like engine go home, you know, sitting bull stand up, and Cochise on rye. They're bugging the Indians just a little bit. And then the minister opens and he says, Lord willing, friends. He's in love with his voice, it's obvious. He's going for an Oscar the whole route, only he's got just 16 lines. And he says,
now, friends, we've got to hang together now. We've come about 1,800 miles and we haven't spoke to one another. I don't think that's normal. Now, we better start talking to one another or we're going to be in trouble. You there, Brigham Young, come back with them 8 women. You're getting greedy about that, Brigham. You're getting to be a fanatic. Now, this ain't the place. I'll tell you when we get there. You'll see there are a lot of locusts and seagulls and everything. I know it. I was over there the other day.
Then there's always a little old lady. It's about 97 years old, and she's cleaning out some tired beans in a skillet. And she says,
I don't know what it is, Roy, why we come out here. It's a dead blame cold and everything the beelers eat up here by Bear Sunday a week. It was just terrible. Don't stand there with your thumb in your ear, Roy. Say something.
Well, I don't know, honey. I ain't.
You're sick, Roy. You're sick.
Then there's always a little kid about that high kicking prairie dogs in the back, you know, running around the fireplace.
Ninu, nanu, nanu. That child, 16, and still talking like that. That's pathetic. Don't touch that groundhog, baby Elizabeth. You don't know where it's been.
And they scurry down a hole, and there's a mad scene underground, you know. And later on, they accept the groundhog and dress him and everything. It's a pretty sick bed. But suddenly on the far ridge are some 3,000 Sioux. They're all juiced up and ready to go. Oh, yeah, they're under pressure, you know, bug, because they haven't got a couple of carbines. And they've got these berets and been putting makeup on all day. And there's one cat there, you know, shoots an arrow, and of course it's got a rubber suction cup on the end of it, but he's, you know, a troublemaker, and they let him hang with the squaws. So the old lady's standing there, and she's got these binoculars made in Japan, and she looks up and she says,
oh no, it's the savages again!
Lord, wind brings we keep
Nice looking boy, wasn't it? Them things is all over me. Where'd they come from? Don't pull that one out. I don't want to see it. Who they are.
Then suddenly through the far pass comes the 7th Cavalry. 7 members of the U.S. Cavalry. Just happened to be riding along about 3,000 miles from the fort. The major rides up onto a cliff. He's got a white horse, you know, an officer. The rest of them got dirty horses, enlisted people. And he looks down and sees all these cats being burnt up, and he has a great line. Too much, he says,
looks like there's trouble down there. Over it, hello.
And they ride down, and suddenly 3,000 Indians come unglued. They're riding side saddle anyway, you know. And they see these 7 cats in blue and just,
Masagwa!
And they ride off into some pass and hide behind a sand dune or something. And the pioneers jump up and down, drop their cans of spaghetti and everything.
Oh, we're saved! Oh, God!
But they ain't about to be saved yet, because in this picture, the Indian wins, which is a twist. And there are a few more shots, and the guy falls in the fireplace in sort of a Living Ronson ad. And he's, The adults don't dig it, but the kids heard it. Look at that! You know, they're a little nice. Because they didn't have fireworks, you know, and it's a real thing for them. So there are a few more arrows, you know, and a guy falls on a pillow so he isn't hurt, he has the lead. And there's a screen of smoke and a pause, and you hear,
da-da-da, da-da-da. Not bad. First time play, white man horn.
Thank you.